It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy.
Now hang on just a minute. You can't amend the First Amendment. You're offended, I defend it all the time. So let's take another sip. Don't hold back and let her rip, 'cause in the end you'll be left and I'll be right. And I'm offended, you're offended, let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer, we can sit down right here and scream and yell and cuss and fuss and fight.
We don't cuss and fuss or fight around here. We're peace-loving conservative Americans, or at least one of us is conservative, right?
Yeah.
I'm not good enough to be one of you guys.
You could be, though.
It's either because I have Obamacare or I believe in... Anyway...
You have no... what choice do you have?
And I worked for a nonprofit at one time, and I was very passionate about it.
I used to be a member of a trade union, so...
Oh, wow. You're like commie deluxe over here. Nice.
Trade unions are not leftist, though, for the
most
part.
I haven't even introduced the day or you. So it's Thursday, April 9th, 2026. We are with District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould.
Arizona's number one conservative.
And Arizona GOP State Treasurer.
That's true. I am the state.
Yes.
The treasurer for the Republican Party of Arizona, LLC.
Not just Mojave County. Now, if my instincts are correct, we have the GOP chair from Mojave County on the line, Jody Segesser.
Hey, I just saw her.
Jody, are you
there? Hi. I'm here. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
So apparently, I got it wrong yesterday.
Shocking.
Wow. I thought
and
I was.
My husband.
Well, it wasn't his fault. I will stick up for Doug. All right, I'll take this one. I'll definitely take the bullet. But excuse me. I took the story because the Today's News Herald is one of our news partners, and I'm not saying they were right or wrong, but I'm talking about the ballot situation where I believe it's just mail-in ballots we were talking about, but I didn't mention that they were mail-in ballots, that if you are a party not declared or an independent voter, when you ask for a mail-in ballot, what happens, Jody?
You have to declare which ballot you want so they know which ballot to mail to you.
Well, what I said was that they send you something called the no labels ballot. Is that correct?
If you keep saying what you said that was wrong, you're just reinforcing your wrongness.
But how is that wrong? But is that not what I read?
If you read it in the News Herald, it's wrong.
Oh, stop.
It is. It's on
no,
my
it
list.
Is.
Look at it.
Is it wrong, Jody?
It is wrong, and Lydia was addressing it this morning.
Ah, what did Lydia say? We're talking about, of course, county,
Mojave
County Recorder, Lydia Durst. Or what is her last name?
Henry.
Now? Henry, Lydia Henry.
Henry.
I'm sorry, Lydia. She's going to be on the show Monday, by the way.
And good for her for taking her husband's name, traditionally.
She's a good Republican.
Good for you too, Jody.
She's a good Republican. So should we say Democrats don't take their husband's name? Or did I just say that?
And you know what? I changed all my documents on my own, too.
Oh, you did?
You can do that?
All by yourself?
I did.
Apparently, Democrats don't believe that can be done.
I know. So, yeah. Okay, tell us, give us the straight scoop on this. If you are a party not declared, an independent, a Green Party registered voter, you have to, in your, is it just for mail-in, or is it at the polls, or is it both?
Ron, do you want to take that?
I spaced out when he asked the question. State the question again. I'll pay attention.
Okay, you're a Republican, so you don't have to worry about this. Certain people I know, well, I don't even know them anymore, are Democrats. They don't have to worry about this.
Right.
But if you're not registered as any party or any party other than Republican or Democrat.
If you're registered as an independent or a party not declared.
Which is me.
They're going to mail you a notification that says that if you want to vote in the primary, you need to pick a ballot of a party.
Okay.
So you can pick a Democrat ballot, Republican ballot, Greeny ballot. I don't think the Libertarians have a primary, so I don't think you're going to can pick Libertarian.
Jody, clear this up for me then. Where does the no labels party ballot come? Where did that come from?
A lot of that confusion came from the Secretary of State when they tried to take the no labels party and claim that they were the independent party. So a lot of people who are independents fall under the party not declared, such as yourself. I'm still trying to convert you. So when you go to the ballot, when you go to vote, you have to choose if you want to vote Republican or Democrat, right?
Yeah.
So you got to pull, because they don't have their own. So when they do the, what Lydia was talking about in the Board of Supervisors the other day, was when you go to do a mail-in ballot, they need to know which one to send you. You want it by mail, but you have to decide which party you want to do that.
Okay.
So the problem comes in is that everyone who thinks they're independent thinks that they're independent, but you're actually a party not declared.
I got you. Because you didn't, yeah, you're not independent. You didn't say, I want to be in the Independent American Party. Isn't that the name of it?
There used to be a party that I don't think it actually...
John Anderson ran, yeah, Senator Anderson.
Yeah, I don't know that party does not have ballot access in Arizona.
And then Perot was the highest vote getter at 19% nationally for the Independent American Party. Did you know that?
I thought he was...
Atros Perot.
Was he actually running under a party label?
I believe so. I don't know. That's a really good question.
Anyway.
I should know that because I was chairman of the Perot Petition Committee in Laughlin.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, you know, as you as an independent voter, you should say, I'm a P&D. That would do a lot to help get our message out, because we're working a lot on language of trying to get people to understand how they can vote.
So,
that'd just be my suggestion.
Does Adrian Fonte's actions and spreading that misinformation, I can say that now, does that change the way you're doing business around the county as far as getting people to the polls and letting them know impeach, impeach, impeach is the message for the Democrats?
Yeah, we're trying to let them know who's eligible. If you're eligible to vote, here's how you can vote in the primary. Because if you're a P&D, you can vote in the Republican primary. You've got declare a ballot.
Okay.
Or if you want to vote Democrat, you can vote Democrat.
Which is what I've always done.
Or green, or no labels.
Or right.
So there's no change. I've always done that. They ask me, what ballot do you want? And I say Republican.
We're just reminding people.
I want to be able to vote for somebody, for crying out loud, besides the city council and the mayor, because they're nonpartisan.
Yeah, and you can't even, they don't have a ballot like that.
Ah. Oh, they don't?
No, you have to pick a party's ballot.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
The party's ballot have those nonpartisan races on it, but there's not a nonpartisan ballot.
Well, they called it, I think Fontes, like I said, called it the no labels ballot.
Right,
it's
because
exactly
they were making an attempt to hijack all the independent voters and make them think that they were part of their party. They changed their name. Fontes let them change their name to the Independent Party.
Okay.
And they tried to hijack all the independent voters that don't, most of them aren't a member of a party because they don't want to be a member of a party.
Jody, I have to commend Doug for sitting through that yesterday while he was talking CFO stuff. And of course, his wrist was buzzing or something. It was pretty funny. He was reading text off of his wrist.
Dick Tracy watch.
That was funny.
Yeah, he had to have takeout last night.
He had to have takeout?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning what?
Well, I wasn't cooking last night.
Oh, because you were.
Everybody has to stay in their lane.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. That's funny. I really like that. So he had to pay for takeout.
You guys have a good show. We're working on just getting the language out there to get it corrected, so people know how that they can vote. And you know, the PNDs are about 44,000-45,000 people in Mojave County.
Yeah, there's more. There's more PNDs.
They can vote.
There's more PNDs than there are Democrats.
I saw that. That's a lot of me. There you go. You know,
Turnout is kind of low, though.
She even knows when to exit. Jody, you're fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
See
All
you,
right.
Jody.
All right. Bye. Bye, Ron.
Bye. Again, that's Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair, Jody Segesser, right?
Yep.
She's doing a good job?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you just saying that because she was just on the phone or because she's listening?
No, I think she's doing a good job.
Yeah, I do too.
Before she was chairman, she did a lot of get out the vote stuff.
So
in the previous elections.
I have to commend our general manager. Sorry to talk over you, by the way, but we have new lighting diffusion above you. And it's not just the flowery kumbaya commie scene that we had before, right?
Yeah, I was looking around. I figured I was going to have some Scentsy blowing around in here and whatnot when I first walked in.
Yeah. No, it was like that. It's been like that for a few months. But she got me two different... It's an American, of course, a bald eagle with an American flag behind it, and that's what are those called?
Light fixture.
What light though?
Diffuser.
It's a certain kind of light.
Fluorescent
light diffuser. I couldn't think of the word fluorescent. So I have one in my kitchen at home. Also, she didn't know that, but I got two of those. So one's in here, in this part of the room, because Steve still needs his fluorescent light soul-sucking thing over there.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Yeah. And I mean, let's face it, it's his room, right? It's his break room.
Sure.
It's his speak-out room. But I got to claim a little part of it. I just can't do those bright, bright lights like that.
I can see the flicker of fluorescent lights.
Really?
Yeah. So that's super weird. It's annoying.
Does it still flicker now?
No, this is good.
Awesome.
It seems to be when they go slightly haywire, I'm more apt to see them than other people see them.
Wow.
It's just one of my special gifts, apparently.
It's either a gift or a trigger.
Yeah. So currently in my office down the county building, I've unplugged. I had a couple flickering ones, and they got unplugged.
A gift or a flicker. I like that. So what happens when the message comes on the movies now that says, you know, flashing lights? Do you kind of turn the channel or do you?
No, that doesn't bother me.
So it's not a trigger of any sort.
No.
You just see it.
Yeah.
It's like when I have I have a pair of driving glasses that's darker than any other pair of glasses I have because they stay dark in the car. When you're in a car and you have lenses that change outside, they lighten up a little bit in the car. So I got a pair of designated driving glasses for longer trips.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, but when you look at the gas pump or when you look at the back window, you see, you know, the spots. It's from the
polarization.
The polarization of the glass.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
so
I always kinda get.
Kind of like that, right?
I always get polarized sunglasses because they do such a better job on the glare.
Especially the glare off of asphalt.
Yeah.
Man.
They do a great job with glare. When you tilt your head, a lot of times you can't read a screen.
So this is the coolest county supervisor talk ever, by the way.
The random musings
right.
Supervisor Gould.
Right, right. Let's see. I wanted to talk about your CFO.
Before we move off of elections?
Yes.
The other thing that's wrong in the newspaper, mail ballots come out about 30 days previous to the election, not 3 months.
Whoa. I was going to say.
Yeah, they've got that. That's messed up, too. So
was that in the paper, too?
Yeah, it was.
Oh my God.
We tipped off. It sounds like Jody tipped off Madam Recorder Henry.
Yeah.
And we did, too.
Oh.
Because that stuff confuses people. One more election thing, and we'll leave that alone. Fire Station 2 on Kiowa. Was signed up to be a poll. The legislature moved the primary.
A polling place. Uh-huh.
The legislature moved up the primary date, and that conflicted, so they will not be a poll in the primary, but they will be a poll in the general.
Okay.
So in 219, the North Havasu precinct, one of my precincts, you'll be able to. The two primary polls will be Bethany Bible Church and the Mountain View homeowners association like it's always been. But then in the general, you'll also be able to vote at fire station too.
Nice. Okay. Let's take a short break and we'll regroup so we can talk about county business, because we had my production assistant, Marissa June, in here changing the diffuser, which was cool. Tracy still hasn't come in and looked at it, but man.
Yeah, she made a quick work out of it.
I thought she was going to turn so the eagle was looking at you, not me.
Uh-huh.
That would be better, because this show's about the guests. It's about the callers. It's not about me. I'm like number 10 on the list or something like that, right?
You know, I always get her to turn it around.
Thank God Rush Limbaugh didn't feel that way, right?
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. We're with District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould. And one of his signature songs, I always say Ron could sing this in karaoke. This is like one of your songs, man. Everybody has that one karaoke song that they could sing. This one's yours.
You better ask the people that sit in front of me in church whether I can sing it or not.
Oh, really? All right, perfect. 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Be like Jody. Call in. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. And or you can text 928-727-5566, 928-727-5566. That's for those people that call the office and claim I talk too fast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds. Too much corruption and crime in the streets. It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell?
All right, that one's by request. I don't know who requested it. It was somebody I just ran across, and they said, you know, there's so many people forgot about 9/11. We were talking about Iran, the incursion, right? I don't call it a war. It's an incursion into Iran. And so many people have forgotten who financed 9/11, right? It was people like the Iranians. They're the world's number one financier of terror, right?
I know they shooed the Saudis out of the country rather fast, though.
Whoever it was, I guarantee you the Iranians were part of it. The financing of how those guys pulled that off.
Okay.
And bin Laden. And they were all intermixed.
Sure.
So he said, man, I know you host that show. You need to play Have You Forgotten More. And I said, yeah, I agree. Because I love that song.
Right.
And Daryl Worley. So, all right. Speak Out, of course, broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink, or a toy sink if you ask Wayne, right? Be more like Wayne, by the way. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also, TWN Fiber Internet. Salmon's Air Conditioning. Lonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and by A&B Propane. ABPropaneAZ.com is the interwebs address for A&B Propane. So there you go.
There you go.
We didn't really talk during the break about county business, but I
didn't want to use it all up.
I guess I know enough about what's happening at the county that it really kind of caught my eye when I saw a signing bonus for the next CFO.
Yeah, we're having a hard time.
Why is that? We don't have people who can count beans, or
apparently not that are qualified to be the CFO of a county.
So
we try to not overpay people. So our stuff doesn't look as attractive.
That's one way to say it, right? We try not to overpay people.
Yeah, we're trying to get the best deal for the taxpayers. So a lot of times you know, the individual's trying to get the best deal for himself, and those two things are often in conflict.
You know how many times I've worked for the same people that have that philosophy?
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding. It's not here, because I've been here 6 years now, to Steve's chagrin, right?
Sure.
No, I'm just saying. He's always like, how come I've let you stay here that long, right? So, anyway,
So I greet you with, you're still here.
What? Yeah, right. When he walks in, you're still here? So, you were here when I left last night. Anyway, what's the solution? Is it the signing bonus? Is it?
Well, we're going to see.
Is it the moving costs? Are you guys going to do his job for him 6 months out of the year, too?
No, he's got to do his own job.
I'm just saying.
No, they were having a hard time.
I say he.
We had the same issue with county manager applicants, and they have the same issue with attorneys, is they want to go someplace where they make more money, and we don't want to pay them, you know, the big city price. So you're always going to have that rub.
I think we had that problem with the health department director too, that left after 18 months.
Well, that's why we have
Chad, we have
a health department director that was here before that and should have been the health department director before that person.
Melissa, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That I was for voting for her before the Chad guy.
What are some of the other hot issues right now with the county? I saw something was coming up at the next board meeting, and I can't remember what that story is. Is Valerie texting you right now?
No, I'm just looking at my list and seeing what's on there.
Okay.
And seeing if any of it was county stuff.
Does the county, you know, here's something, Ron. Does the county have a general plan, and when does that come up for a review? Like the city, we have a general plan that
right.
we're going through that process right now.
The county does have a general plan process, and we were going through it for 2 years. We just voted it out back a couple of months ago.
Wait.
It's different than the cities have to go to a vote of the people. The counties, it's a vote of the Board of Supervisors.
Wait, that's a little hanky, don't you think?
It's a republic.
Well, I understand that.
So you vote for somebody in your stead to do a hard look at everything and vote accordingly.
Why would state statute call for the cities to have a vote of the people and the counties have a vote of the supes?
Well, when you have citizens' initiatives on the ballot that make the government do things, oftentimes they are not well thought out.
This is very true.
Most of the time they're negative.
That's very, very true.
You know, that 1 in 10 might actually be positive to the taxpayer, but most of the time they're the other 9 times they screw things up.
Okay.
And the problem in Arizona is that those things are called voter protected. And if the voters did something, you can't fix it at the legislature. You have to send it back to the ballot and have the people vote on it again.
I found this to be rather interesting. Now, at the city council level, there are 3 seats and the mayor that are up for
up
for election or up for grabs, right? Because you don't just automatically claim your seat. You have to be retained, obviously.
Sure.
Okay. But at the county, this is in Bullhead City, too, and Kingman. Now, Bullhead and Kingman have 2-year seats and 4-year seats. Did you know this?
Yeah, I knew
I
knew Kingman did. But I didn't realize Bullhead did.
But why are there no county supervisors? This came up in a meeting yesterday, and we were talking about it as we were planning the candidates forum. Why are there no county supervisor seats? Are all the county supervisors on the same cycle?
Right. They're 4-year seats, and we're on the presidential cycle.
So if we got together and had a really good grassroots campaign, possibly led by Jody, we could get all the supervisors, we could clear the whole board, right?
Yeah, you could have an entirely, we had two-thirds of a, or,
we did.
Three-fifths of a new board this time.
You had Don Martin.
Yeah.
You had Sonny Borelli. And Rich Lettman.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you had a 3 of the 5 were new.
Rich Lettman was on the show recently, by the way.
Sure.
Did you catch the show?
Yeah.
You don't know the half of it behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you that part. Yeah. He's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a lot of energy.
He does.
So, all right, let's...
Why we don't stagger, I don't know. Counties predate cities.
Right.
And Mojave is one of the 4 original counties of the Arizona Territory also.
Okay.
So it's ridiculous that we are in legislative district 30. We should never be in a district higher than the number 4. Just one of my own beefs.
because of the size of the
county? There's four counties. Mm-hmm. Mojave, Yavapai, Pima, Yuma. That was the whole state.
Oh, that was the territory.
That's
though.
The territory.
But we're not a territory anymore.
No.
But okay, so that would mean Yavapai.
Okay, Yavapai.
Yavapai cover the Hopi Nation? Or Navajo Nation, I mean?
No, they have a different district.
Oh, okay.
Because bear in mind, the districts are all gerrymandered.
So, true. So you were going to say Yavapai?
Yavapai is always number one. So if they're always number one, why is Mojave ever anything above four? This is just a pet peeve of mine, and it's irrelevant and makes no difference.
I think it's because Yavapai has an outstanding voter turnout every single election, primary or general.
Yeah, they do have a good turnout.
It's like 70% or higher.
Bunch of country clevers, though.
Is that what? Oh, man. You're going to get in trouble if we have listeners up there, right? In Prescott? Or Cottonwood?
I don't think it makes any difference.
Or Sedona? No, I'm just saying, don't you have AC jobs that are in that in that high country at all?
No, we work in Havasu.
Is that still considered high country up there?
I don't know if they consider that or not.
I like that term.
Uh-huh.
So, like tri-state. Or, you know, Colorado River Valley. Lower Colorado River Valley, by the way, Rich Lettman. They wanted to rebrand it, remember?
Uh-huh.
It's Lower Colorado River Valley. Because Upper has all the water.
Yeah, they don't want to let go of any of it either.
We were talking to Jerry Honeycutt the other day, and he said, hey, you watch it or I'll turn off your water.
Yeah.
He lives in Colorado. All right, back with more in a moment. Little Luke Combs, one for the troops. Of course, we support veterans on this show. And on all of our programming here on KNTR Talk. If you want to go to see Symphonic Winds, the live concert series concludes this weekend on Sunday, April 12th, with America's Legacy, 2.5 centuries strong. They're all about America 250 as well. I'm really being a bicentennial baby, like you were, right? What were you in, like 8th grade during the bicentennial? 1976. You're a couple years older than me, right?
I was like 16.
I was, oh, so you were in, okay.
I was born in 1960. I'm a baby boomer.
So you're 4 years before me. So yeah, that would put you in 10th grade. I was in 6th grade.
Okay.
So, still,
I forget what you said.
It was huge.
Yeah. No, they painted Prado Dam in a big American flag in Corona.
Really?
Yeah, it said 1776 on it.
But just prior,
1976.
Just prior to the bicentennial, it wasn't all that big. There had to be a giant committee to get it through everybody's heads that America was 200 years old.
Consider the times.
Exactly. Exactly. And it was President Ford. Was president.
Right.
In
76. But he had just gone through the Watergate scandal.
And he had just pardoned Nixon.
Vietnam.
Right.
Saigon fell.
Right, right. But, and they generated a party like that, right?
Right.
They could do the same thing under Trump. I'm
good.
Just saying.
Yeah, we're in a lot better shape.
I think so. Back with more
in
a moment. Yes, absolutely. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. Give us a call. Because we're talking to District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould, especially if you live in Yucca, and your name's Kenny, and you're sitting in your driveway listening to the show. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I ain't going nowhere. Just fair warning out there for the audience in Bullhead. We're going to be talking about airplanes in a minute. The Airport Authority.
Yeah.
Right? All right. And I love that song by Gary Allen, by the way. One of my all-time favorites when it comes to the country. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, also known as Warm Sea, by Springberg Wealth Management, also by the Chair, Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost. Have you been there? Have you seen the store?
Haven't been in there since it sold.
Man, you might not recognize it.
I do have some coupons
that
we got from the Lincoln Day dinner.
From John?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. The new owner, John.
I'll wait till it's like 115 and then I'll go in.
Right.
Make
That's
it,
not
make it worthwhile.
Nice. That's not nice. He's a show sponsor. Right? We got to drive traffic over
well,
there.
No, I might go in there to buy something before
right.
then, but it was range time. And, and the best time to shoot in an indoor range is when it's too hot to shoot outside.
That's very true.
Which is half the year here.
Also by Solar Power by Esme Electric. We're going to talk a little solar power here coming up, too. Dorita's Place and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And the reason I mentioned the Airport Authority, Mojave County Airport Authority, now it is truly a county airport authority.
Still not.
It's still not. Is it because Bullhead has somebody from the city manager's office, right?
Right.
On the board now, and the county. Does the county have anyone?
We do. We have two people on there.
Who are they? Supervisors?
No, they're Steve Litosky, Public Works Director, and Luke Morney, Finance Director.
Outgoing Finance
yeah.
Director.
And I was like, why'd you put Luke on there? Because he's the finance guy. He can be on there till he leaves.
So now you got to tell the new finance guy, we're giving you a bonus because you're also on this board.
Yeah, you have to go sit through this stuff, too. No,
anyway, the consultant. Tell us about Capstone.
Yeah, we had hired a consultant. We've been in a battle for records with the Airport Authority is separate from the county, even though it's called the Mojave County Airport Authority. It's a separate board. We're concerned about how they were operating the board because the stuff blows back on the county. So myself and Supervisor Lettman had asked some members of that board to resign about a year ago. We were looking at some other options, and then all of a sudden they decided to resign. So they elected a new, I think it's Travis Pruitt, I believe, city manager for Bullhead City is the chairman.
No offense to Toby, but I want to get Travis on the show here.
No, Travis is a good guy. He's a sharp guy.
That's what I hear.
So Bullhead got a couple of seats on there, the city of Bullhead City, and the county has two seats, Public Works Director Litosky and then Luke Morney and the Finance Director. So we didn't feel that we needed the consultant, and we didn't feel we needed to continue to pay the consultant more than anything, so we went ahead and let him go, and if we need to retain him again, we can put out a new contract with him.
That's why in the radio news story there was a pause for now.
Yeah, we don't know what's going
right,
to happen.
Right,
we really
right.
don't.
It's a whole new board from what I understand in a whole new direction for that airport authority, which supports it's the nonprofit arm of the airport itself, right?
Yeah, they run the airport. The airport belongs to the county.
These are
and the land around the airport belongs to the county also. We own the land under Sam's Club. We own the land under Home Depot.
Right.
So that land along there, that's county land.
I remember when that was future runway or current runway. I don't remember if it was current runway or not, but when they built the main runway and they expanded all that, it used to be that the runway came all the way down to Highway 95.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, and Don Laughlin would have his Learjet was parked right there inside the fence between he had a chain link fence and separating Highway 95 from the apron basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Then, yeah, people could walk right out, board those I don't remember they were green it was a green airline. Not green as in environmental. They were green.
It's a battery airplane.
They were like green planes. I don't remember the name of the airline, but, yeah, we're talking like 1989, 90, 91.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had a Woody's right down there, the Chevron.
Oh, okay.
And then inside the Woody's, you could go back to where the reservations desk was for your flight. That was wild. Yeah,
so
there was all
in one
building.
Get a Coke, get a pack of cigarettes,
right.
And, book an
right.
airline flight.
Had a gas trade back then, too, of all things. Anyway, so...
Yeah, I got to watch what I say about the airport. Because
you
we're,
all do.
Yeah, we're in, it's executive session stuff.
Oh, it's and it's in flux.
Yeah,
so
it's been in flux for last year and a
well,
half.
Well, let me follow up with this now that you mention executive session. Is there any action at all being taken that you know of from the people that may have committed some kind of fraud on that board? There's a woman I understand that has since left the county and is possibly on the East Coast.
I don't
you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know that would be from the county anyway.
Do you know what I'm talking about though?
I do.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that is established. All right, let's go. Let's move on to.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Mr. Reagan. Solar parking structures. the county. I remember when the county was in Bullhead City, there was a partnership with Mojave Electric as far as solar credits and solar parking structures at the Bullhead City Municipal Court. That one was with John Meeting.
Yeah,
John Meeting
that's actually
was part of that.
The county's court.
Right. Right. Oh, it might be.
Yeah, it's at the county's court. There's a parking, covered parking for the judges, and there's solar panels on
top
of that.
City has Muni Court in there, too, though,
okay.
I believe.
They might, and that's how Lake Havasu used to be up until recently.
Okay.
Until they built their own courthouse.
So is that what we're talking about with these new
solar? Similar to that. So that came up. What brought this up, and I'm still curious whose idea this was to put this on the agenda. You have state contracts where somebody will bid something for a government, and then they'll become they get their contract approved that they'll give you that same deal. If you're a city or a county, they'll give you the same deal that they gave whoever they bid this thing for. So it makes it easy to get a price. But there's also in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, there's
one big beautiful bill.
Yeah.
I usually
do air quotes because I don't like big bills.
He took eight bills and turned them into, as Trump says, one big beautiful
bill. Yeah, and my problem with omnibus bills is there's enough for everybody to hate in there. They try to get you to choke it down.
Tell everybody what an omnibus bill
omnibus is. Means more than two subjects.
I got you.
At least in Arizona, everything has to be single subject bills. But if you want to cram three subjects together, you can have you have to call it an omnibus bill. So, and that thing just gets, we used to call it Christmas treed up.
Which would cover.
So you had stuff hanging all over that thing.
Which could cover like transportation, agriculture.
Could be, yeah. They'll just throw whatever in there. And the problem is there's so much in there and they become so big.
Bloated.
That you really don't have a good way of getting through them before you vote. Similar to myself and Congressman Biggs, who's a candidate for governor now, mm-hmm. when we were both in the state Senate, they threw the bill that created the Commerce Authority on our desk. We had been, we were all in appropriations all day long. We come out of appropriations and they introduce this bill at like 4:59.
Is that Governor Brewer?
Yep. And they throw this bill, 200-page bill, and they want to vote it the next morning.
Oh, so he was good.
So Andy starts reading it. I start reading it. Andy reads three times faster than me because they teach you how to do that in law school.
Well, is he a
air conditioning school? We're focused on other things.
Let me ask: Is Andy Biggs a summary reader, or is
no?
Does he get into the meat?
No, he was reading the whole thing.
Okay.
He got about halfway through. I got about a third of the way through, and neither he nor I would vote for the thing the next day because you didn't give us enough time to read the thing.
Right.
And I just am not voting for a bill that I can't read.
And you got the Goldwater, what was that award, the Champion of the Taxpayer?
I think it was Champion. That was number one,
okay.
Seven of eight
yeah.
years that I was there from Goldwater Institute.
Right.
And then the eighth year I took a new senator under my wing and showed him how to vote correctly, and he voted correctly once more than me and beat me. Which was
who was that?
Steve Smith.
Okay, there's an anonymous name.
There
was he in witness protection?
No, I don't think so.
Man.
But then he kind of went, when I wasn't there to lead him, he went his own way.
You remember what district he was?
He was from Pinal County.
Oh, okay.
But the districts are irrelevant because they get changed up every 10 years
but
anyway.
He was from Pinal.
Yeah, he was from Pinal County.
Okay.
But,
interesting.
Gosh.
We were talking about omnibus
bills.
Uh-huh.
But so I don't know how, so this, there's in that big beautiful bill was a tax credit, and even though the county doesn't pay taxes, they would write you a check for 30% of the project or whatnot, maybe. But so we looked at it. None of the board members were that interested in it. We had a guy that was a solar contractor here in Havasu that sat through our whole long annoying meeting, because this was on the end, so he could talk about it, and I took some time pointing out. I hold the solar contractor's license.
Oh, you do?
A rider on my air conditioning license.
Oh, okay.
And I live on solar, so I know a little bit about it. But I was just pointing out some things, and I had the numbers from the Bullhead system. And that uh-huh. system has only made its rating one month out of its operation.
That courthouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of times they'll tell you the system is X kilowatts, but it doesn't ever make that, because they only make peak power, you know, they make good power 4 hours out of the day.
Well, it wasn't situated correctly,
I believe.
Well,
if your priority's on parking, it might not be.
I think it caught morning light more than anything.
Yeah. But they need power in the morning, too, but you just don't get the output that you do on one that's faced at the solar angle south. But anyway, nobody was interested in really doing this, but we told the procurement to take a look and see if we could break it down into smaller projects. But I'm not really interested in putting the public in debt. It doesn't pencil out for us, so there's really no point in doing it.
I see.
But if I was going to do it, I suggested that we break it down into small enough projects so local contractors could be able to participate, rather than a giant contract that they don't have the manpower to do. Let's put it down into bite-sized pieces so local contractors could compete. But I don't believe we're going to do anything with that.
I want to talk about something I did talk with Goldwater about. It never aired, but we do have it on the website. Have you seen this about the ESAs, the Empowerment Scholarship Accounts?
No, but it's in the newspaper today.
It is.
Yeah, not that report, a different report.
Well, I know you have a homeschooler at home, which is Vinny,
mm-hmm.
and there's a 12 news series about ESAs having a 20% fraud rate.
Right.
And Goldwater says, no. It's under 2%.
1.2%.
Thank you.
And it's not even really fraud. It's they keep screwing around with the rules.
Where are you on this?
Vinny's on an ESA scholarship.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. What ESA scholarship is he gets a check for $7,000 a year, and he can spend that money on school related things. What money he doesn't spend goes into his ESA or remains in his ESA account and rolls over.
Let me ask you this: you say he can spend, but Vinny's what? 13? 14?
Right.
You mean the person that's in charge of his education,
Yeah, Janice is the one that actually does it. The card says Vinny's name on it.
Interesting.
He got in it pretty early when they first came out with it. We had done this when I was in the legislature. We started doing ESA scholarship for handicapped kids, kids that foster care kids, kids in failing school districts, and kids that with their parents were in the military. And then a couple years after I was out, they went ahead and expanded that to every kid that's going to school in Arizona. But if what he doesn't spend of that $7,000 rolls over in his account, and he can use that money to go to college or university or trade school.
So the argument that 12 News is starting, and I want to say that they called it the teachers union. It's not a teachers union anymore. It's a public education union. Anyone that works around the school districts can join this union.
Okay.
It's not just teachers. That's misleading too. So what they're talking about is ending that rollover.
Well, what the point there, if you looked, and that's in the article today in the newspaper, it says the 20% number is 20% of the items that they thought were inappropriate that the Arizona Education Department took a look at.
Okay.
That's not 20%.
That's not 20% fraud.
No.
By any means.
No, and you can't trust NBC anyway. NBC is the news service that couldn't get the Chevy saddle tanks in their pickups to blow up and had to put the wrong gas cap on and a rocket engine to get them to ignite.
Wow.
NBC cannot be trusted.
That sounds like that fracking video.
Yeah.
Right? When they lit the fire in the sink.
But 20%.
Man.
So if they decide to take a look at something that they've that somebody's charged, of that time, 80% of it, it's fine.
Folks.
But the 20% of it's not fine. And I was talking to my daughter, and she said they change these rules every month. They're screwing around with the rules, and she doesn't think it's fraud. She thinks that it's just that they constantly screw with the rules.
They do. They do. But, folks, if you want to hear more of the interview, it's with Matt Beinberg. He's the Education Policy Director at Goldwater. It's on our website, and it's called Speak Out Uncut. It's a Speak Out interview. There's a section there, Ron. You'll see it.
Okay.
A tab. It's under the Speak Out tab, and it says Speak Out Extra Uncut. And you'll see that interview as well as the interview with Scott, the guy who was at the dinner. Scott Jennings. Yeah,
okay.
There was an interview there too.
Yeah, 8% of the school children in Mojave County are on ESA scholarships.
Wow.
So that's quite
how many?
8%.
8%? That's a lot. So and then David Rose tells me that this district here is going to be accepting ESA funds.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, but they are. This is what I was told. I'll know more in a couple weeks when he's on the show.
They get more than that anyway.
They might. I don't know. Anyway, this is a little Jeff Bridges, of course, from the movie Crazy Heart, Falling and Flying, and Ron Gould, the hour flew by.
If you know somebody that has a drug problem, I have scholarships to rehab at Teen Challenge. Don't let the money to go to rehab keep you from going to rehab.
That was random.
Give my office a call. It's top of my list.
Oh, perfect. You could have led with that, you know.
Could have, but
that's funny.
Here we are.
That's funny. All right, back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. Speaking of rehab, right? A shot.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Or I'll be right back anyway. Never before have I gotten so many calls about a show or emails or texts, but tomorrow's show is a whole lot of bull, folks. Eternally Bravo, a tale of pure bull. Bruce Carney's coming on. We'll have Jim Chaney in the studio. We're going to tell you about, it's an unsolved mystery right now about that bull that's sitting in Community Park in Bullhead City. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.